shiny little Uber, liver, liver, lead us.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns, Pledge Drive Edition. It is Lance, Lulu in the house, Jeff. We're all in cozy quarters tonight.
We're in the big house.
The big house, the Air Studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off. We've got a half an hour to raise some money and talk about gardening. So let's give the phone numbers.
$7,000.
We can do that. And we've been watering the garden all summer long.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Planting
so
the
this
seed.
This is easy.
Right?
Right?
970-527-4868-1866. KVNF. Now, you can pledge online at KVNF.org. And a lot of people have been pledging online this pledge
a
drive.
Lot.
So.
Yeah, I just worked the Blues and Other Colors phones. And
fun afternoon, huh?
Yeah, it was fabulous. So those guys really crushed it. So y'all out there, think about it, this, and realize what you've got here because it's beyond amazing.
Yeah.
Where else do you get your very own local call-in? You can still call in and ask questions. We won't make you pay for it, but we might. We might
just
come
after you. Depends on how
you.
Good your advice is.
Yeah. You can still call in, but yeah.
Yep.
I talked to an old friend about a month ago, called me up after 30 years. And she still listens to KVNF.
Oh, really?
And she's going to become a member right now again.
Right.
Renewing.
Renew that membership.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. And, you know, this show is live every week of the year. I think we had one rerun last year during the holidays, but that's 51 weeks a year.
Yeah,
and
you guys are amazing because I was, oh, Jer's in
Jer's
the house.
Here from Earth Friendly. Great. Good to have
All
you
right.
here, Jer.
Here, you want to share part of the chair with me?
But this is a... I love the call-in aspect, and it always adds a nice element to what we do here. It makes it so much fun, and we know people out there are listening. Got a big list of people that have called us just this summer from all over the place. Of course, Paonia, Montrose,
See?
Norwood, Redlands, Ridgeway, Placerville. And we've even had people from Denver, Grand Junction, and Asheville, North Carolina. And we've had a lot of email support and questions coming in this summer, so that's nice. Everybody's getting into the mix. Come on over here, Jer. Share the mic with
Share
me.
Share something. Get over here.
Well, I just wanted to say that we will put on the table, as usual, Maria Tune Biodynamic Calendars, the new 2019.
Awesome.
For new members, new member pledge, we can put out, I think we can give at least four of those away.
Okay, so four biodynamic planting calendars on the table.
Yeah,
those are so worth it, even if you're not a biodynamic super person.
Mm-hmm.
They're
fabulous.
Guy.
They're interesting. They're fascinating.
They're not in stock yet, but we can send you a gift certificate and you can come pick it up.
All right, and that's up there at Earth Friendly Organic Supply.
That's right.
Right.
Friendly Supply Company.
And definitely we appreciate your sponsorship of As the Worm Turns.
Indeed. And so new members, call in, join up, get a biodynamic calendar.
There you go. And we do actually have a challenge pledge out there for someone new to the area that's just started gardening because we had some questions this summer about different things. People just getting there, starting to work their land. So it's a $35 challenge, and that doubles the money for KVNF.
Yep, that's just a basic membership. So
yeah.
Come on, you guys, get
$35
on the
for easy, a whole easy. Year of membership. Yeah. All right, 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. This show really is about local. It's really about local. We have listeners all over the place, but we're talking about Lance, Lulu, what's going on in your garden and taking calls from people all over the area?
You got to hear this sad
the
song.
The hailstorm?
Let's talk about the weather. Yeah, big shift in the weather since we were last
big
in.
Big
Thursday, that hailstorm shredded just about every big leaf thing I had.
Really?
Yeah.
So when was it? What
it was
happened?
Thursday morning around 11. And it just came through, and it was a very narrow path, maybe half mile or so wide. I was on Redlands Mesa when I came home. It's like, oh my God. You know, and so all the spinach shredded, all the lettuce shredded. The kale is okay, but it's got holes in it. The peas looked like somebody used them for target practice.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing to see that the squash vines all shredded, but the squash vine got shredded, but
not the squash,
not because it was tearing up the leaves. So, yeah.
And so, what did you? How are you going to overcome that? Or is things a loss? Or what's the status?
No, I came through. Luckily, I came home right after it happened, and I said, "Well, what the heck?" And I sprayed kelp for stress-related things, and and they're growing out of it. But the days are getting shorter and cooler,
right?
So I won't get much growth.
This is kind of your kelp season anyway, as it gets colder, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And I sprayed. I even sprayed the cabbage and carrots and all that kind of stuff. So, we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. The spinach will come back. The lettuce. Actually, I'm sorry to say, I tasted some lettuce, and it was bitter. I don't know what that is.
Heat.
It late planted?
It's a late planted lettuce, so I was just surprised to see that, or taste that, I should say. And then
everything was so weird this year.
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't – get over
off.
It. Yeah.
Or different.
Just different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'll still cover things when it gets cold, really, when the frost is coming, because – we still might have a month of nice weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's coming around the corner.
But it's going to get real cold Sunday and Monday. That's for sure.
Is that what they're saying now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
Sunday and Monday, we're talking killing frost.
Okay, good.
So. All right. So get your blankets out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Frost blankets. I'll cover that fig tree.
We've been selling a lot of frost blanket this week.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Sure. I want to give the phone numbers, Jer, because we want people to go to the phone and show their support for this fun show. It comes to you every week live. Jeff's here fielding your calls, and he actually records it, and it goes right up on the website. So if you miss it or if you can't get the radio signal, you can always listen online or after the fact. So 527-486-8186 KVNF now. It being a different year, what are some of the things that you saw? I mean, you have customers coming up, and what were some of the trends?
Well, the big trend was dealing with water, of course.
Yeah.
So a lot of tanks, a lot of drip system stuff. I really sold a lot of drip stuff this year.
And so figuring out how to manage
how to
lack
make your
of water
go
even.
As far as possible, yeah.
Sure. All right. And you had the same thing going, Lulu.
You
had a water issue and
changed things up. My ditch ran for longer-ish. I mean, it wasn't the first thing to go off, but when it finally did go off, it was just sat around and watched everything turn brown and hand-watered just the vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you could get water to something this year, though, it killed it.
Yeah, it was a great year.
I mean, it was really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
The berries did better than ever, but that's the only damn thing I got to
water. Yeah, not like not like killed it dead, but just made it awesome.
Yeah.
Knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, if you had enough water, is a really good year. And I talked to a number of people, and onions did really good this year.
Hmm. Interesting.
Lots of light.
Yeah.
Garlic
lots and lots of daylight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a deal. You guys, just think about how much money we're saving you on food and consultation and everything else. And get your little tiny fingers out and go to your little phones and pledge.
970-527-4868. 866 KVNF now.
Now.
Or KVNF.org. You can pledge online, too. Don't be shy.
Yep, at kvnf.org.
That's right. And you can email worm@kvnf.org. We love this high-tech thing we got going. Or podcast.
This is a high-tech show
worms.
On KVNF here.
Well, that's why you have to support the station. If that's what you're paying for, that kind of stuff that you don't think about. We don't get paid, but everybody else that works on the equipment and works on the technical stuff.
The electricity that's running.
The taxes on the buildings.
Right.
You know, maintenance, all that garbage.
A lot of expenses, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to pay Jeff.
Yeah, you have to pay Jeff.
He's our critical.
This place would go down without Jeff.
Without him, it's all over. So just, But write a check for Jeff, okay? Because otherwise you really wouldn't have this place up and running.
And thank you, Jer, for sponsoring and for coming in as a special guest. And
for sure.
A lot of things, good things we talk about. And tonight you brought the, or you're putting up four biodynamic planting calendars.
Yeah, that is the 2019 Maria Toon Biodynamic Calendar that gives you your planting dates and everything good, you know, your
for leaf, a membership.
Leaf days, your flower mm-hmm. days, your root mm-hmm. days, yeah. et cetera, yeah. you know.
Yeah, that's it does work
moon
really
phases.
Well. Works really good and interesting information. And we just, because it's set off of, let me see, East Coast time, we
yes.
have to
mm.
take, we have yep. to change two and a half hours. Yeah.
Two hours.
Right? Oh,
two
good
hours.
To know.
Yeah,
yeah uh-huh.
so just know that the times on, there's actually specific times in there. You'll see it when you get that calendar.
I'll share something about the calendar. You know, I'm a scientist, so I take it lightly. But the calendar has been mm-hmm. pretty neat. And this year I put some seeds in. And then, you know, the calendar has, like, blackout times, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That aren't
yeah.
leaf or flower or root or anything, right? It'll have these blackout
times.
Days.
Right.
That's right.
Sleep in.
And so I popped these seeds, you know, to germinate, and I was like, wow, those are really slow to germinate. And I kid you not that as soon as the very minute that we came out of the blackout time, all the seeds started sprouting.
Really?
Wow.
You're a believer, or
well,
you're
yeah,
getting there.
I was pretty well blown away, I'll put it yeah. that way.
All right. Hey, we've got two existing members, Michelle and Tom from Hotchkiss and John and Mary from Paonia that have pledged their support. Thank you very much.
Hooray.
We appreciate you stepping up tonight and showing your support for As the Worm Turns In and KVNF.
Yeah, and all of that. And I just looked out on the board out there. We have $7,528 to go.
Okay.
In the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. In the next, what have we got, 20-some-odd minutes. You know, so just get on it.
Well, and you can do something like a dollar a day pledge. That would
be
$365
awesome.
Bucks for us. Or you could do $52, which is a dollar a show. 52 weeks
there
a year.
Go.
Huh? Dollar
there
a show.
Go. Dollar a show.
You know, a half an hour is your favorite half an hour of the week.
$2 a show.
Right?
$2 a show.
Yeah, $2 a show. $104.
Hey,
come on.
Do we have any challenges out there?
We have a $35 challenge for a new member that's just moved to the area.
Awesome.
And I could probably tell you who they are because
I
keep good notes.
Is, you know,
and we have Jer's calendars out there for $35.
Right. Right, so good stuff, and we appreciate your support. 527-4868-1866, KVNF now. We're talking about cleaning up and mowing. And
no more mowing.
No more mowing, Lance.
Lots of cleaning.
Lots of cleaning.
Yeah. I was picking apples the other day. Oh, my God, my apples are exquisite.
Oh,
off
they're
the chart
so
this
good
year.
They're
yeah.
so sweet, and mm-hmm. I was actually making cider the other day with Dylan, and he brought over his apples, and then he was a little short, so we picked some of mine and threw them in there. And
ooh, homemade cider.
Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
And the what a cleanup job there is under
now,
that.
Are you making
tree.
Hard cider with that, Lulu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that what cider
isn't that the
isn't
goal?
Isn't all cider hard?
Yeah, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, thank you, Lance. Somebody's got to be the sane one in the group.
Right.
There is hard cider, but fresh cider. Raw juice in state of Colorado, raw juice is cider. And pasteurized. If it's pasteurized, then it's juice.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's the difference in the state of Colorado.
Ah,
so yes. It could be different in other states. Interesting.
Yeah, and that cider thing has always been tricky to me because I blew some bottles up and stuff. And, you know, so I figure you just drink it quick.
That's
yeah,
right.
there
yeah.
you go.
You know, drink it all
when
all
it's
at
fresh.
Once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when it's fresh, get a little cleanse going, and then you're done.
Well, it's good for your gut all the way around.
That's what
yeah.
I'm
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Lots of good enzymes in apples.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of apples to go around this mm-hmm. year.
So there you have it, $7,528. Come on, you guys.
Give us a buzz, 527-4868, or 866-KVNF now. That is 866-586-3669.
There you go.
Also on the web at kvnf.org. We could really use your pledge, and we got some nice premiums for you.
Yeah, and you know, we're only a half an hour show. I mean, a lot of people get a couple hours to get their crew on board. Mm-hmm. We've only got 15 more minutes to make it happen. So,
right. Help a brother.
You know, throw us a bone.
Yeah, and we know the way we know the way y'all are, how you always all wait till the last minute.
Yeah, Jeff's always got like four people on the line at 8 minutes to
2 minutes to. So there you have it. So,
all right. And it's Brad and Lisa from Montrose, existing members stepping up. Thank you, Brad and Lisa.
It can be done. Mm-hmm. Nice work, you guys. Yeah. Okay. And if you have a question, you can still call in with your gardening question, too.
You can get the message to us if you got a question.
We were talking just briefly about whether it's better to cut your cover crops, the peas that Willie has, and if it's better before or after they flower. And the consensus is mow it and then before they flower for sure.
Yeah.
Mow it.
Well, you mow because that tills
breaks
it, breaks
it down
easier.
Yeah.
But the plants will have more nutrients or stuff in them when they're starting to flower.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, any of that kind of stuff.
In anything.
You know, harvesting herbs, when do you harvest them? When they start to bud out.
Right, right. Yeah. Or in some cases, in the fall. Valerian is best in the fall.
Because
all the energy is going down.
Into the roots.
OSHA root.
On the cover crop, it kind of depends on if you're looking for a green manure or if you're looking for those nitrogen fixers.
Oh, interesting.
The non-nitrogen fixers, so clovers and peas and stuff like that, you have to get a coating on the seed that inoculates it, and it's a bacteria that pulls the nitrogen out of the air and fixes it into the soil, but... on something like oats and some other green cover crops that you just want green manure, that you till in to get the organic matter in there. So.
All right. I have to say that's one of the things I've really learned about and I think you guys have brought to the forefront, and especially you, Jer, is soil health. And we had Ron Godin, our soil scientist, in here a couple
Ron's
weeks.
Ron's a great guy, yeah.
Yeah, super knowledgeable, but just cover crops and how you build that whole community of soil health.
Indeed.
And that's kind of what we're trying to do here is...
So the little mycorrhizes can talk to each other.
Right?
It's all about the microbes, baby.
Yeah, it is.
The micro mafia.
That's it.
Yeah,
thank
we need some microbes out there.
Thank God they're on our side.
Yeah, right.
Otherwise, we'd all be gone.
That's right.
Whatever.
Yeah, you can't live without them.
No worms, no people.
No worms, no people, nothing.
So you
no
got,
birds.
You got three, four worms in the studio right now that are asking for your pledge at 527-4868 or 866-KVNF now.
Keep us breathing.
On the internets at kvnf.org.
All right. One of the things that Lance is famous for, besides all of his good looks and advice, is his carrots.
Oh, you want a carrot?
Are you blushing?
Am I? I don't have my hat on, so.
Yeah, we want a carrot report. Because how many beds? 5 beds this year?
Big carrots this
year. Well, let's put it this way. I still have 800 pounds in the ground. Yeah. And I planted.
Maybe somebody could pledge $1 a pound.
Right there you go.
Take us over the top.
Yeah. When I pulled some of the early stuff out, I came back and planted more carrots. And then I planted another. I had some space, so I planted some more carrots there. And
here is carrot.
When in doubt, plant carrots.
Carrot.
If everybody thinks the carrots taste really good, wait till they got the frost on them.
That's for sure.
Now comes the sweet stuff, huh?
Sugar content just goes skyrocket.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
So next week after this
the
big
collards,
cold spell.
The kale, all of it. Yeah. The apples, any apples that are left on the tree.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And even the cold in general. Like we've been letting those peppers hang. And,
It brings it right
get
up.
Get to them right before that hard frost. But
The only thing that really I just took out yesterday was the basil.
Yeah.
The basil does not like
it.
Pretty tender.
They don't like cold. They just start turning yellow and brown.
Yeah, they don't like it at all.
Done.
I'll tell you what does like cold is arugula.
There you go.
We got some self seed. Oh man, it's so good right now.
Uh huh.
Oh, we've got an update coming to the board. That means that our listeners are calling in to support us, and we appreciate it so much.
Just a little. 7,210.
Whittling it down, yeah.
Come on.
All right, 527-486-8186 KVNF now.
I have never had a crop of arugula like the arugula I have this year.
This year?
Oh, me either. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm out there in the garden just... like grazing, just,
yeah, me
you know,
too.
Like a cow.
All right. Hey, we've got a question. And this is from Patricia in Monticello, Utah, who made a pledge and brought her question.
Holy
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks, Patricia.
Wow.
Wondering where to buy ag strength vinegar.
We have that at Earth Friendly Supply.
Yeah.
She's down in Monticello.
You might be able to ship that
to her.
970-399-7598. All right. And also willow bark, green or brown. You're a fan of willow bark, Lulu, huh?
Yes. Go ahead.
No, you know
what do you say?
Well, green or brown, I think the green is better.
I say green.
Yeah.
And is that the tea that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is that where we're kind of?
Yeah. So you're kind of past your prime here now, but, you know, it doesn't hurt. Go and grab some nice tender willow shoots and sure enough, soak them up.
If you can catch them in the spring when they're on the output.
Yeah,
that's
when
the
they're
time.
Just
when,
starting to bud when, out
yeah,
and turn green.
To come out.
That's when
time.
You get the kind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's used primarily for transplanting or?
It's a root stimulant.
Root stimulant.
Root stimulator in general, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just general good medicine for the plants.
You know, that's where aspirin comes from, too.
Mm-hmm.
Willow bark?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. Original aspirin.
Original.
Willow bark tea.
Yep.
All right. Good
Native
to know.
Americans used to peel the aspens and poplars and everything else, but especially the aspens, and use the layer just under the bark, just under the rough outer skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make a little tea out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your pain. Yeah, the cambium layer just in between there.
You know, you can go rub that white.
The stuff gets all
on
over
aspens
your
too.
Clothes
you know,
when
like
you
the
make
white
a
on
mistake?
The bark, the uh-huh. like it's almost powdery, and you go
sure.
rub that, and then you rub it on you. That is a sunblock.
No kidding.
Yep, that is sunblock.
And that's I always heard that was a byproduct of the bark photosynthesizing.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Because that's why aspens can live at high altitudes, because they photosynthesize through their bark.
Sure,
through
that
their
makes
bark,
sense.
Not just their leaves.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Another reason to call and pledge your support. I mean, these little tidbits that you would not know
Where
anywhere
you
else.
Get information like this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Life on the Western Slope or anywhere else in Colorado, you aren't going to. Who else has this kind of a show going on?
I don't.
Well, I don't know.
We've got it right here.
We've got it.
527.
Do it, Chair.
527-4868 or 866-KVNF now.
Yeah.
You can get us on the web there at kvnf.org, and we sure would appreciate your pledge. If you got any more questions, let us know.
And
we
you know,
love this.
Sometimes it's our listeners that bring really good information. We get a topic
Absolutely.
Going, and Absolutely. People call in and get good tips. And
oh, just
some great
what was
tips
it last
week?
The
it was,
lady about the ants. She was telling us about the.
Yeah, it was Sue from Ridgeway.
Baking soda.
The baking soda and powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar, right.
And then the other one was the cucumber peels.
Yeah, cucumber
right.
peels.
Right.
And I was blown away.
Yeah.
Went in, I told Stacy, I'm like, check this out. Remember those little sugar ants we had?
Right. They're going down.
They were bad this year.
They were. I saw those little rascals in places I've never seen them before.
Yeah, oh, me
Ever.
Too. Me too. They were all
and
over.
They were and they travel in fat. They're like the buffalo.
Oh, look at that! We got another update.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, what is that now, Lulu? Where
I
are
don't
we
know.
At?
We're huge. We're at 7,076. $76 rounded out.
Oh
somehow.
Yeah! Come on, that would be awesome.
Minute,
in the last 5 minutes,
$76
round us out, and we'll be so happy. This
oh,
really
and we want to thank Shaniqua.
Yeah, we want to thank everybody. And Shaniqua, we want to thank.
Yeah, just made a pledge. Shaniquita.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she, that good girl.
I know.
Right?
They're loyal listeners
I know.
Great people. Appreciate
I know.
It so
we
much.
Are so lucky. Okay, get it going.
Yeah.
All right. We got about 5 minutes left. 527-4868-866 KVNF now. That's
$76.
586-3669.
I'm sorry. I almost interrupted the numbers. But what is that? Doesn't 35 and 35 get close to 76?
Pretty close. I'd call that
And so
that
we
rounded.
Have a 35 that we want to get from somebody who's new to the area.
New to the area. We know there's a lot of you out
there.
And a lot of you moved here specifically to garden.
That's why I came.
Right?
Yep.
And we hear that all the time, people listening are gardening. And
I was going to have a chance to live here, I couldn't wait.
Are you kidding me? We got $1 a day from Ridgeway Pledge. Woo! Yeah, right on.
Okay, we just
and
made
a new member. Rocket.
I'm guessing we're taking one of those calendars.
Oh,
yeah, buddy.
Fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah, we appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so happy.
But
poor Jeff, I bet the meter just went.
Yeah,
I'm having fun watching you guys jump around.
You like to watch the cheerleading.
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
Want to thank both of Lance and Lulu for showing up all the time and for really bringing good information and just sharing what you do, because this is just super fun to come in here every week and laugh. And
I know I almost never miss the worm.
There you go. It's right around dinner time and a good time to plan it. We've also had great guests like Ron Godin, and we had Chris Schinkel in this year from the Mosquito Board.
Yeah.
We had Don LaRoe, who was talking about seed saving, and Lance, you always bring that, and Sarah Pope. Yep. So a lot of good things. Wind and Amber are fellow worms that like to help cover and special guest and have great information. I mean, really,
just
so much fun.
Just a couple minutes left if you can give us a pledge as the worm turns.
Yeah, and we've
527-4868. 866 KVNF now on the internets at kvnf.org. Give us a call.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Michelle, Tom from Hotchkiss, John and Mary from Paonia, Brad and Lisa from Montrose, Patricia from Monticello.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Mm-hmm. Shaniquita from Hotchkiss, a new member, and the $1 a day from Ridgeway. Oh, that is rocking a half hour,
sweet.
Right?
Right? That's rocking a half hour. And it's fabulous.
It is. Yeah. Hey, Lance, do you want to end up with a potato report? Because I know you had a bathtub full of potatoes.
Oh, man, we got some great potatoes.
That's
too,
the truth, too. I was cleaning my potatoes, and I had no place to put them for the evening, and I had to drain them. So they went in the 100 pounds of potatoes went in the bathtub.
And, you know, I like that about you, how meticulous you are about really cleaning your harvest. Really is great.
Yeah.
All right. I think we are below the
$711 left to go.
Wow.
You get to call in still and bring it on.
That's
all we have. 6,000 left, 711, whatever.
Thank you the worm turn listeners.
Yeah, all honorary worms, I have to say.
That's right.
I mean, that
indeed.
Is really great support, and we appreciate it so much.
And all contributors, they're all worms with us.
Yeah, we're all
worms.
Well, you know, I'll say I've been gardening a really long time, and I'm learning stuff every day.
Every day something
that's
changes.
That's great about it, yeah.
So.
Every day something makes you go, huh.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Every day. Oh, I love that.
And I like that everybody tries different things, that you don't all have to do it the same. And I think that you, Lance and Lulu, you really help hit that one home. That just get out there and try it. Just do it. All right. We met the challenge pledge for the new member and someone new to the area. So
awesome.
Wow. You guys really rocked it tonight.
It.
Yeah. It is
right
going to be...
Talk from Ridgeway. Thanking you so much.
Oh, yes.
And
nice.
It's only about 10 times the challenge is what came through.
$1 a day.
Woo!
Ooh, Tom, thank you so much.
Wow.
That is so awesome.
That is so cool.
We hope your garden did well this year.
Yeah. And if it didn't, that's okay. There's next year.
There's next year.
Water's coming.
Yeah.
Water's coming.
Yeah. Think
right.
snow.
Bring the snow. Yeah, buddy.
Thank you so much. And stick around for One Woman's Perspective coming up next on KVNF. It's DJ Leah Love. It's going to be a great show, and you can show your support and keep it rolling for us here at KVNF. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you, you guys,
you.
From miles around.
Thank you.
miles and miles.